Hungover? I am the cure. This idea was submitted by Benson E. Wolf. For this, I used some anecdotes from my teen years, like going to Blockbuster. Remember, my friend and I were walking home from school and we found $5 on the ground. We got so excited. So we went to Blockbuster and we got, I think, two movies with that. And then we went to a drugstore and we got a bunch of candy and we watched the movies and ate the candy. And we got some of the candy for free even because it wasn't ringing up. And we used that stupid line that people use sometimes where we're like, oh, so it's free, because it wasn't ringing up. And the guy was like, okay. And he gave it to us for free. And that was cool. It was very cool. So we got a lot with that $5, and you can't really do that so much anymore. And there's no more Blockbuster. Also, the energy drinks. Oh my gosh. Okay, I remember my friend and I going to the drugstore, the same one, at like 2 a.m. maybe? And I was sleeping over her house. And so we got Surge. And we were just staying up all night. We were crazy. I had never really had alcohol at that point, but I was just like, I'm just drunk off this stuff. We were seriously just silly. Very, very silly. I don't think that stuff should have been on the market. So yeah, I used a lot of stuff. I was just thinking about my best friend and stuff that we did when I was making this. And B-horror movies. That was another thing we did. We watched so many B-horror movies that we got from Blockbuster. Actually, that time when we got movies with the $5, one of those horror movies, I don't think it was horror, but it was science fiction. And it was actually about a world where I think men were pets. And that worked well for me. I've done different audios where women are in charge of the men. So I have liked that theme for a very long time. I can't say I've ever had green beer though. Never. I don't like beer. Personally, Like, I do drink, but beer is so gross to me. Although it's funny, I went to a St. Patrick's Day parade with the same friend that I keep talking about, and this was in high school. We ditched school, and we got permission from our parents. They did call us out that day. So we went to a St. Patrick's Day parade. Everyone was so drunk. So there were police in the parade, and they were drunk off their asses, which was kind of funny to see. And yeah, lots of green beer. I don't think I've ever actually celebrated St. Patrick's Day before. Like, I've gone to the parade before, but other than that, I don't think I've done anything. The last St. Patrick's Day audio that I did, where the woman is working in the bar, that reminds me. So my work used to be closed, where I used to work. It used to be closed on St. Patrick's Day because there was a parade, I think, that went right in front of it, and there were bars around, and people would just come in wasted, and it was a mess, like, ooh. But then they decided to be open during St. Patrick's Day later years when there was a new director, and I got out of that one. I'm like, I am not working on St. Patrick's Day. No way. Apparently, it's a day when they cannot have the bathrooms open. They have to lock them up. It's so bad. I also have never nursed somebody that's been hungover. I did used to go to cast parties, and actors drink a lot, let me tell you. Not all though, because I don't really, but oh my gosh. A lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, and people would just get so wasted that almost everybody was just throwing up all night. And I thought everyone was gonna die of alcohol poisoning. So that's the closest I've gotten to the whole thing. I've never been in a situation like the character I was playing here, where I had to really take care of somebody. That's never happened. But now I know what to do. I really did research it to see what would be good hangover cures and stuff when I was making this audio. So, you know, if you get a hangover around me, I will take care of you. I have found when I'm depressed, what works best for me is being with a good friend and just having fun and watching movies and reminiscing about fun times and stuff like that. So everything in this audio is what I would want to do. Like, I would love to hang out with that friend that I talked about and watch B-movies again and talk about going to Blockbuster. And we used to also have 80s dance parties, so we'd probably do that again. We haven't seen each other in a long time. She lives like 2,000 miles away from me now. But one day, we'll get together again. It'll be so much fun. So this used to be called Friendship is the Ultimate Hangover Cure. And I thought that was way too cheesy, so I didn't end up going with it. But it's true. I mean, okay, I can't really speak from being hungover, but I do think that having a really good friend is the cure for a lot of things. It's definitely made me feel better in some circumstances where I just need a break, I need to get away, or I'm really depressed, and being with friends can definitely take you out of that. Especially old friends who you have a past with and you guys have been through so much together. That, I find, is what makes my soul happy. Oh, I had mentioned how they used to date, because I could totally see him kind of falling for her in this situation and him saying something about them dating, so I had that happen. And her saying, hey, I remember when we used to date. Oh, that was awful. And I didn't see him as like being very serious about the whole dating thing, so it's not like he'd be hurt to hear that. He wasn't completely serious when he said it, but I think he maybe saw her as sort of an option there. But I got that from when one of my best friends was 15 and she started dating a guy. It was the first guy she ever dated. It did not go well at all, kind of for the reasons that I talked about in the audio. But they ended up getting married later, much later. So they were able to stay friends after they were together. And yeah, it just wasn't the perfect relationship that I think maybe my friend was expecting. It's all good now. You know, they just had to grow up a bit. Theirs is actually my very favorite love story. I had said before, I usually put in a lot of stuff that I get from my own life into the audios that I make. And sometimes there's stuff that I forget too, so there's even more stuff that I take from my own life that I put into my work. I know this commentary was a little all over the place and disjointed, but that's because there's so much of myself in it that I keep going off on tangents and talking about other things and other experiences that I've had. I like talking about myself too, just because it lets you know more about me, who I am. And then I think about other things too. I'm like, oh yeah, and this was in there. Oh, and that was in there. So that's my style, if you're not used to it. I go off on a lot of tangents usually.